The Pacific region is tipped to feature heavily in the Prime Minister's foreign policy speech in Australia at the Lowy Institute this week. The think tank is where former Foreign Minister Winston Peters announced his Pacific reset in 2018, promising more aid and a back-to-basics diplomacy approach. Dr. Jessica Collins is a research fellow with the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands programme. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What, though, are you anticipating from Jacinda Ardern's speech at the Institute?
Yeah, so the speeches at Lowy Institute from Prime Ministers and Foreign Ministers are really an opportunity to set out their nation's foreign policy agenda. So Jacinda Ardern will be outlining New Zealand's place in the world, but more specifically in the Pacific, given everything that's happened over the past few months. She'll be outlining how she plans to respond to the emerging issues there, and she'll also reaffirm, there is relationships that she thinks are most important to New Zealand, so particularly Australia, but also countries like the US. But I think the thing that will be of most interest to an Australian audience will be how New Zealand practically implements its Indigenous foreign policy, because Australia is about to go down that path as well.
Might come to that in a moment. Firstly, though, regarding the speech and New Zealand's place in the Pacific, things have changed somewhat since Winston Peters made that Pacific reset speech 4 years ago. China now putting deals on the table and getting some over the line with Pacific Island nations. That's going to be quite a careful line to walk for Jacinda Ardern, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. But, you know, interestingly, if you read Winston Peters' speech, Jacinda Ardern could almost read that out again tomorrow. You know, the issues are the same. Winston Peters referred to outside actors with deeper pockets than Australia and New Zealand that are tempting Pacific Island nations to look elsewhere. So, you know, the problems were there, and I think the problems have just become more public, and obviously with Foreign Minister Wang's tour of the Pacific in the past few months, that really just heightened those tensions and took things to a new level. I think the issues are all still the same. I think what we will be hoping to see from this speech is more sort of concrete ideas of how to deal with this. You know, the Pacific reset was launched in the previous speech, and now, you know, it'll be really fabulous to see what Prime Minister Ardern plans to do going forward.
And on that, how do nations step up where China is presenting deals? Do we offer more than commitments, messages, ultimately platitudes?
Yeah, look, these are the gaps where Australia and New Zealand just aren't able to meet at the moment. So infrastructure, big infrastructure deals, economic integration, the kinds of things that Australia and New Zealand just haven't been able to offer. What they need to do is work more cooperatively with their bigger partners like France, Japan, and the US. They really need some concrete strategy and some concrete commitments from them to be able to work cooperatively in the region so that they can draw on those larger resources and those deeper pockets that the other countries have.
And on that Indigenous foreign policy that you mentioned earlier, what will Australia be looking for there? Because I guess Indigenous culture has a different place or sits in a different place, if you like, for the two different countries.
That's absolutely right. So in Australia, there's dozens of different nations. The process of defining Indigenous values in Australia will be a lot more complex than it will be in New Zealand. But I think it'll just be more of a way of seeing how that works in practicality. So, you know, how do you actually implement those values as you go out to reach into the region? And you know, how do you address how do you address having an Indigenous foreign policy when you're dealing with Pacific Island nations that have much larger Indigenous communities as well?
Indeed. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Jessica Collins, there from the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands programme.